T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Oh, Chiefs. 5 sacks of Matt Ryan and about a billion more pressures. They held Jonathan Taylor to under 4 yards a carry. And they found a way to lose the game. We knew something was up. And boom, we see special teams mistake after special teams mistake. We see Chris Jones make an awful decision late in the game that makes no sense because it is so unlike him. And look, everybody can complain about it all they want to and that they threw the flag. You can't do it. You don't sit on top of the quarterback and then bark in his face right with the referee 2 inches from you. Like, you just don't do it. And he owned it after the game, as we would expect he would. Absolutely took the blame and handled it like a pro because he is a pro. But it just... part of the nonsense of that game, and why, like, what on earth?
Yeah, I said it on Friday, and I don't think anybody wanted to necessarily believe me. I thought this was a trap game.
We knew it was a trap game. The line was telling us it was a trap game. Why was the action going to the Chiefs, but the line going to the Colts? Because big bettors were spending big money on Indianapolis. But how do they know? I mean, I suppose you can consider the kicking issues that Kansas City inevitably is going to have, but that doesn't explain all the other stuff.
I don't know. You could see it coming from a mile away, though. I mean, the fact that Indianapolis has had a terrible start to their season, they go down to Jacksonville, they get shut out on the road. Frank Reich is kind of on the hot seat. Matt Ryan not living up to the veteran QB that he was coming into Indianapolis. Jonathan Taylor had been shut down, but he's one of the best backs in the league. Michael Pittman healthy. And then on the other side with Kansas City, it's pretty clear that in week 2, in that Thursday night game, the Chargers were the better team on the field. And there were some issues with Kansas City. And so I don't know. My heart wanted me to be like, yeah, like I think the Chiefs will be okay. But my head was telling me trap game all along. And it certainly reared its ugly head yesterday. That's inexcusable. I mean, absolutely inexcusable. I'm not sure how anybody really was led on that team plane outside of maybe the defense, maybe Steve Spagnuolo. Like, he was the only coach that I felt like called a good game yesterday. You know, and outside of the Chris Jones penalty, defense, I mean, the fact they didn't have Willie Gay. Darius Harris, you know, stepped up and played really well. Nick Bolton played really well. They were able to shut down Jonathan Taylor without Willie Gay. So defensively, they played really, really good football. Outside of that, embarrassing.
And we're going to get into the bigger concerns for me in just a second. But we mentioned Chris Jones. Fred on the line. Fred wants to chime in on Chris Jones. Fred, what do you think?
Well, I just went from ecstasy to just absolute death on that one play with Chris Jones. I mean, they pay these guys $1 million plus a game, some of them, and to be professionals. And so maybe they ought to act like professionals. I mean, I kind of felt like when I got to thinking about it a little bit that, well, maybe they were just practicing for the Ford giveaway to Brady game next week. So that's my comment, and I'll let go.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It is. And it's most frustrating for Chris Jones because it's so out of character. He is the ultimate pro. I mean, he is the lifeblood of this team outside of Mahomes and Kelce. And he just, and again, after the game, that's why he handled it the way he did. Took absolute blame, said, that's my fault. I've apologized to everybody. I can't, it was a big mistake. I'm a Chris Jones guy, right? It's okay to say Chris Jones screwed up because he did. People were getting so defensive on Twitter yesterday. It's like, guys, like, I like Chris Jones just as much as anybody. He's the one who said he screwed up. I mean, I said it too, but like, he did. Like, you don't need to defend that. That was a stupid thing to do. All of that being said, I don't see the special teams being an issue for a season, right? They have one of the best special teams units year in, year out in football. Not worried about it. One-off weird week, albeit with long preparation time, which makes it even weirder. The defense outside of that Chris Jones mistake looked fantastic. Indianapolis looked terrible. They had 260 yards of offense, right? They were not good offensively. The Chiefs defense did a great job in that game. But Tommy, now 2 weeks in a row, I have real concern about the Chiefs' ability to push the ball down the field. And it's the Tyreek Hill thing, if you want to call it that, but it was a problem last year too when Tyreek Hill was there. The Chiefs, their offense has been it's been shrunk. Juju Smith-Schuster and Marquez Valdes-Scantling, well, Marquez Valdes-Scantling should be, but he's not. But even Juju, Juju's not a stretch-the-field guy, never has been. They have got to find a way to push the ball down the field because defenses are just shrinking things down on them, and the Chiefs' offense has not been amazing for the last couple weeks, and it's not that that doesn't seem one-off. Like, they don't have what they need in that capacity right now. They got to figure that part out still.
Yeah, I was really excited coming into this season about the opportunity to have so much depth at the wide receiver position. Like, yeah, they don't have Tyreek Hill anymore, but they don't have to lean on him all the time and lean on Travis Kelce all the time. They can spread the ball out. Mahomes can have a bunch of different guys to get the ball to. They can show all these different looks with a lot of different, you know, weapons that might not be elite, but they're all pretty good, and they've got an opportunity to go out there and, you know, do a bunch of different things that we haven't seen from Kansas City before, and that hasn't been the case. Travis Kelce, for as great as he is and how elite that he is and the best tight end in the National Football League, he can't do it all. He can't do it every single play.
Without a doubt. He tried to take ownership of the loss too yesterday because he dropped that pass in the end zone.
Not his fault.
No, yeah, he should have caught that ball, but no, the overall offensive woes, like, and he's a team leader. Both of those team leaders, Chris Jones, Travis Kelce, trying to take blame for the loss. They're not the reason the Chiefs lost. They contributed to it, but it was overall. And Tommy, I say that it's a concern because what we saw on the sidelines tell us it's a concern. There is clearly frustration for Patrick Mahomes, and it's clearly coming in the direction of Eric Bieniemy, because they got into it when EB, rightfully, by the way, didn't let Mahomes try to go score. But when do you ever see Patrick Mahomes bark back at a coach? I mean, if Andy Reid had said, yo, Pat, we're going to take this in, that it's the down and distance is too long, like, we got to get this in, we got to just go to the locker room, Patrick Mahomes would have just jogged off the field. But clearly there's something going on here with Eric Bieniemy. You can see the video. Mahomes is very annoyed for a guy who just doesn't really get that way. Something's there. Mahomes was asked about it after the game. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I wanted to go try to score. I mean, that's just who I am. We were in a tough situation. I believe it was like second or third and 20 or and something like that. And probably the smart decision was to just take it. We had got the ball at a half. Let's just go to halftime. But I'm always going to be wanting to score. And I mean, I pretty much just said, let me have a chance at it. And then he was just like, let's get back in our locker room and we'll get something going for the next half. And I guess, I don't know if that's an altercation, but I mean, that was the end of the conversation.
Yeah, it was an altercation, Tommy, for sure. I mean, we could all see it.
Yeah.
There was not much question about that.
Yep.
I think
and, yeah. I mean, you look at There is. And you look at the fiery passion that Patrick Mahomes has, and Eric Bieniemy has a lot of fiery passion as well. And so I think it's easy. Like, if this was an isolated one-time thing, you could chalk it up to, hey, both of these guys are passionate. Things are not really going the way that they wanted it to go offensive gameplay wise. You know, chalk it up to just, you know, miscommunication or a little bit of a disagreement, move on. It's all good. The problem is that there's somewhat of a history with this, right? And all these stories from over the offseason about, you know, these two guys not getting along and there being a rift. And, you know, of course, Eric Bieniemy interviewing for all these different head coaching positions, but not getting any of them. And that raises the question about what's going on with Eric Bieniemy. And that might be a conversation for another day. I did see, I don't know if you saw this, Jacob, but I did see our old friend Shady, our old friend LeSean McCoy chiming in on social media and saying that that's basically Eric Bieniemy. Like, he just wants to argue with his players. He doesn't want to do anything constructive, doesn't want to play call, doesn't know anything about offense, just wants to argue with his players. That's McCoy's words, and we all know his tenure in Kansas City wasn't amazing. But there's clearly something there. When there's smoke, there's fire. And all I know is that you're going to have another primetime audience against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers next Sunday night. Whatever this disagreement is between these two guys, it's got to be smoothed over and they've got to work it out before Sunday.
Well, they're going to not do it publicly, I wouldn't think, again, but it's going to be an issue. Andy Reid, you know, the Chiefs don't want to, there's so much about perception and what is perceived, and they don't want it to be perceived inside that locker room that this is an issue, but it is. You know, Andy Reid essentially took things away from Eric Bieniemy. If we remember back to the stories, he didn't have a contract for a while.
Yeah.
Right. And they weren't rushing to lock him up as you would. I'm not going to say that the Chiefs don't want Eric Bieniemy, but the Chiefs would much rather, in my opinion, I think the Chiefs would just rather him get a job somewhere. And there's something going on there. The connection is not what it used to be. And I don't know when there was a point of no return. The Bengals game was a microcosm of it and a big issue, according to some reports. And then clearly yesterday, we just don't see that from Patrick Mahomes very often. And as soon as Andy Reid stepped over there, it was squashed, right? So the issue to me, what my eyes are telling me, and just sort of Mahomes' tone after the game, which again is very out of character for him, is that Mahomes has a real problem with Bieniemy. And so I don't know what that means, and I don't know how much of a bigger picture factor that is to the offensive woes. I'll say this. Andy Reid has plenty to do with the game plan. So I think the overall issues we're seeing offensively, I'm not going to say, oh, this is all Eric Bieniemy's fault, because I don't think that at all. I think Andy Reid has a ton to do with everything that happens on that offense. So it's not, I'm not trying to blame Bieniemy for what's happening, but I am saying that this disconnect is problematic between quarterback and who knows who else, and offensive coordinator. And Andy Reid has tried to navigate this well, but at some point, there will be a point of no return. Maybe they can gather themselves and look great offensively next week. And they did look great offensively in week one, by the way, against Arizona. But they're going to play a good and a smart and a savvy defense again next week in primetime on Sunday Night Football. And here we go. I think next week is just unbelievably important for that offense. If we see them struggle now for a third straight week, it may be high alert time. And I don't know what they can do. The only thing I can think of is to include Sky Moore more in the receiving part of the game plan. He obviously had an awful day on special teams yesterday. But you drafted the guy high. He's got to be a part of the offense. They're just not dynamic playmakers right now at the wide receiver position outside. You know, Travis Kelce is who he is. He's one of the all-time greats. But in that wide receiver, you don't have that playmaking dynamic wide receiver at this moment, and you got to find him. And Sky Moore seems like the most obvious choice. And you know, he had a great preseason in camp. I don't know how things are going now in practice. But the Chiefs have got to find something offensively, because that's 2 weeks in a row where it's just kind of like, that was a little bit uncomfortable to watch offensively. They just don't look like they're in rhythm at all.
Yeah, I mean, Clyde Edwards-Helaire had 0 yards. Isaiah Pacheco had 9 rushing yards. Jerick McKinnon averaged under 3 yards a carry. The running game was not good. Indianapolis did a really good job of bottling that up. So, yeah, offensively, there are a lot of issues. And you know what? That call on Chris Jones, that's a fluke. That's bad. But it's not something that is going to continue to happen. It's not an overall issue on the unit. But no. We've gone this entire time. You know, we've talked for nearly 15 minutes about everything going on with Kansas City offensively and, you know, that call on Chris Jones. I'm sorry, special teams, an absolute dumpster fire nightmare yesterday.
That's why they lost the game, for sure.
100%. I mean, you know, Matt Amendola should not be on this roster moving forward. And, you know, it's not good that Harrison Butker has been injured. He's been one of the most consistent kickers in the NFL throughout his time in Kansas City. Matt Amendola should not be on the roster. I mean, at this point, let Justin Reed kick it. The muffed punt from Sky Moore, which I'm not convinced that Sky Moore is the answer offensively at this point. I think there's still much to be proved by him. Just overall, a terrible, terrible outing by Dave Tobe's special teams unit. And typically, he preaches discipline. Typically, he's got a really, really good buttoned up special teams unit. He didn't yesterday.
You can find the story, by the way, on Mahomes and Bieniemy on our website, kfhradio.com. It's there. It's right there for you. Go get it. If you didn't see it, we got all kinds of stuff on it. You'll see what we're talking about. Let's give Earl the final thought in this segment. Earl, what'd you think yesterday? I can't imagine you're a happy camper here on a Monday.
Well, I called before you started talking about the Bieniemy deal, so, you know, it was like you're a mind reading, but I'm not quite as benign on that as you guys are. We scored 3 points in the second half of the AFC Championship game because of the rift between Bieniemy and Mahomes. This game, we scored 3 points in the second half, and there was a rift again. Look, man, Bieniemy needs to be out of there. It's that same old thing. It's kind of like Andy Reid when he kept his defensive coordinator around too much with a good team. He's got Ned Yost, Dayton Moore syndrome. He keeps people around out of loyalty, which loyalty is a great thing, to the point that it starts hurting a ball club. And when it's hurting the team because of the rift between the offensive coordinator, and by the way, if you read Bieniemy's contract after they did it, he has the say on the offensive game plans. You can put Reed in there all you want, and that's where the conflict between those two occurred, but he's the one putting them together. And I got to tell you, it was a crappy game plan against the Chargers, and his game plan didn't much look better yesterday. If you can say, you know, the Chargers got tanked because the game plan, you know, from Doug Peterson was better, I'm telling you, Bieniemy's not putting a good game plan together, and that's when the darn thing starts simmering, and then it blows to a head when that game plan isn't producing the way it should. So either Bieniemy pulls his head out of his butt, and he's been there long enough now that I don't see that happening, or they get him gone, get a little fresh ear in the voice of Mahomes in that offense to get this thing turned around. That defense played Super Bowl caliber defense. That is what we are hoping for this year. Special teams, man, they pooped down their leg, that's for sure. But ultimately, the engine that drives this team is that offense. And right now, it's only hitting on 6 out of 8 cylinders because Bieniemy is a problem.
He is a problem. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, they do, and the Chiefs have tried everything they can to move him on. Like, they've been very public in there. He needs to be a head coach. He needs to be a head coach. We knew it at the time, Earl, when those reports started coming out this summer, and it was like, wait a minute, Bieniemy doesn't have a contract. I mean, we were here. I was here saying Bieniemy not having a contract is a problem, and it should tell us all something. The Chiefs don't know what to do with him. They don't want him, but there's this component there that he's being blackballed because of a racial issue, and they don't want to touch that. The Chiefs have been in a rock and a hard place on Bieniemy from the beginning. They don't know what to do with him, but clearly it is a problem. I don't disagree with you, but they don't know how to handle it, and now here we are.
I would say this. Across the parking lot there, you know, the Royals – put on their big boy pants, and we all love Dayton Moore and what he did, but they realized it was a law of diminishing returns at that point. And put on the big boy pants and shuck the dude. You can do that. You can do that in the NFL. I mean, you know, through 3 weeks, offensive and defensive coordinators are being shucked. I mean, Denver brought in a guy to help on offense and manage a game for their new head coach. I mean, it's not unheard of, but it will never happen with Andy Reid there because that's how he rolls. We will go down and not be all that we could be because of his loyalty to Bieniemy, and which is a human thing that is great, but for us fans watching it, we're going, dang, it's like not getting a divorce because of the kids. And ultimately, years down the road, the kids are going, I wish you would have just got that divorce. So get him out. Let's get back on track and have a good game. Take care.
So Earl, I'll chime in. Yeah, I'll chime in real quick. Just kind of your thoughts on this. And I agree with you. Andy Reid is such a loyal guy and has been for a long time. But I can look in my crystal ball. I can tell you right now, Eric Bieniemy walks away. He goes to another job or whatever the situation is. I can tell you exactly who the new offensive coordinator for Kansas City is going to be. It's going to be Matt Nagy. He's back on the coaching staff for Kansas City. That's loyalty from Andy Reid.
People
be
in Chicago would like
again.
To have a word about that.
It's going to happen. I mean, look, like it's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Yeah, it's tough. Look, I kudos to whoever ultimately gets to ask Andy Reid about it today, because Andy Reid doesn't get mad very often in his media availability. That question's going to irritate him today, and it's absolutely the question that needs to be asked. Like, we can all see it now. You know, we heard about it before. We can see it now. So what are we going to do about it? We'll see. That availability comes today, and we'll have that to dissect tomorrow as well. All right, we'll have a quick note on the Pro Bowl. Things are changing with the Pro Bowl. We'll hit that next and then make a shift to college football in hour number two. Sports Daily returns after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.